What is the gateway to empowerment? And I'd like you to listen to this very briefly as we run through it. When Jesus introduced the issue of empowerment in John chapter 7 and verse 37 to 39, he gave us a very clear picture of the gateway to divine empowerment. Oh, every man that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Oh, every man that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And the Bible said, this spake he of the Holy Ghost, which them that believe on him shall receive. For the Holy Ghost is not come upon anyone yet, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Oh, every man that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. So the empowerment is limited to the thirsty. The thirsty are the ones that qualify for this empowerment. How thirsty you are for his power is what determines your access to empowerment. How thirsty you are for his power is what entitles you to his empowerment. Oh, every man that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And this spake he of the Holy Ghost, with them that believe on him shall receive. For the Holy Ghost has not come upon anyone yet, because Jesus has not been glorified yet. In chapter 63 of the book of Psalms, the psalmist said, Psalm 63 verse 1 to 3, O Lord my God, my soul thirsteth for thee, and my flesh longeth for thee, in a thirsty and dry land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, even as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. O Lord my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, and my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power. How many want to see his power here? That's what it takes. By comparing scriptures with scriptures, we know that a genuine thirst is a covenant qualifier for divine empowerment. A genuine thirst is a covenant qualifier for divine empowerment. A genuine thirst is a covenant qualifier for divine empowerment. Oh Lord my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, and my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, even as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Isaiah 41 and verse 17. For every thirsty soul, this shall be a month to be much remembered in your life. When the poor and needy seek water, Isaiah 41 verse 17, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I the Lord will hear them, I the God of Israel will not forsake them. Verse 18 together, are you there? I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I the Lord will hear them. I the God of Jacob will not forsake them. I will open up rivers in high places. God is opening up rivers of his power on somebody's life this month. If you are that person, let me hear your loudest amen. And their tongue faileth for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. God will hear you this month. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. That's what God said he would do for those whose tongues are failing for thirst. They are desperate for the power of God. They want to see God's power. They want to see God's glory in their life. When he said, my soul thirsted and my flesh longed, that talks about fasting. You fast your way into power. You fast your way into what? Power. This kind goeth not now but by prayer and by fasting. You couple your desire, your crave, your thirst with fasting for divine empowerment. Here we are again this week of spiritual emphasis, waiting on the Lord from Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That is providing you opportunity to exercise yourself in spiritual matters. So you will not be grounded. My soul thirsteth for thee, and my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. I want to see your power. That's why my soul is thirsty. That's why my flesh is longing. I want to see your power. It ought not to be this way. This is not what you have designed for me. I am not designed to be grounded and at the same spot forever. The path of adjustment is shining light, shining more and more. Why is this one like this? An inner crave coupled with spiritual submission to spiritual demands will connect you with the source of power. I know that I know. This is that man that my God will remember you. You believe that? Shout a living amen. In chapter 44 of Isaiah and verse 3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessings upon thy offspring. Isaiah 44 and verse 3, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. He said, I mean to say, I will pour my spirit upon thy seed. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. So it takes a thirst. It takes a thirst. Not a title. It takes a thirst. Amen. It doesn't take a title. It takes a thirst. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. And floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed. And I will cause them to be known. I will reveal them. I will open up their destiny. Look at what he said in verse 4. And my blessing upon thy offspring, verse 3. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows in the watercourses. I will turn them to the envy of their world and fulfill my glorious plan concerning them. Verse 6 or verse 5. One shall say, I am the Lord, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and shall name himself by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. And beside me, there is no God. Now see, God has a plan to fulfill his mandate, but you have a responsibility for that power to be granted you. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. Many years ago, after reading the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, I got so captivated by that prophetic drama. And I said, Lord, I want you to grant me access to that unction upon the man Ezekiel. And I prophesied, I was commanded, and I just was watching and things were happening. And then the bones came together. Flesh came upon them, and skins covered the flesh. And I prophesied again to the wind, and breath came upon them, and there rose a mighty host unto God. As a little child, I said, Lord, I want this kind of experience. This is good. To see God walk, to just watch God moving, this is good. To just watch God moving, this is good. So I went up to the mountain for 3 days. And reading only from the book of Ezekiel, on the third day, The Lord said to me, behold, I have touched your tongue with a coal of fire. And from henceforth, as you say it, you will see it. From henceforth, as you say it, you will see it. I went up that hill. I was crawling down because after 3 days, we were very light. There was no water. There was nothing. And it was very steep mountain. So I needed to be crawling down, you know, gradually to get on the floor. Have touched your tongue. Now, you see, that's many, many years ago. The benefits are still here today. I'd like you to seek for what we endure in the many days of your life. Not just solving a particular problem around you, but being in command. You are empowered to be in command. But being in command. Somebody's rising up this time. Whatever has been holding your destiny down in any form, the day has finally come. I said the day has finally come. The day has finally come. Are you ready for a change of story this month? Shout aloud, hallelujah! When you understand the purpose for which you are empowered, then the power continues to flow. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the word of God says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost end of the world. So you are empowered to be a witness. Empowered to be what? You are empowered to be a witness. You are not empowered for decoration. You are empowered for manifestations. Empowered to be a witness. As long as you keep witnessing, you commit the power to keep flowing. You are empowered to be a witness. The word witness is twofold in this context. To share and to show. To share and to show. To share the good news. And to show the effect of the good news in your life. To share and to show. Jesus was preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom. He was preaching it. He was showing it. So for you, am I to be a witness of Christ? We must not just be there to show what he has done. We must be telling people what brought us in there. Luke chapter 8 and verse 1 to 3. Jesus was preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom. Many have seen God's hand on us and have followed us. But many will need to hear from us to follow him. Many will need to hear from us to follow him. Many will need to hear from us to follow him. So you are empowered to show mankind the way out. How shall we escape if we neglect the great salvation? Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. There is no way out except we show them. Hebrews 2, 3. And the Bible says, how shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And who shall preach except he be sent? So everyone that is entitled to the power of the Holy Spirit, he is sent to be a witness. Come and say, sent to be a witness. He is sent to be, because you are empowered primarily to be a witness. To share and to show. To share and to show. To share and to show. And I want to show you this as we close. The reason why the church has remained largely powerless is because they have not understood this secret of growing empowerment. Until you use up the fuel in your car, it is not qualified for a refilling. Isn't it? If you fill your tank now and you have not gone anywhere, it is no wisdom going again to the filling station. Until it is used, you are not entitled to more. You are not entitled to more. Too many of us are so ashamed of Jesus that Jesus is also ashamed of us. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. So the sharing of the gospel is a secret source of empowerment. When you share it, then God refuels you. And you share it and God refuels you. Let me show you this graphically. You will understand it. In chapter 10 of the gospel of Luke, after these things, Jesus appointed 70 others also. And he sent them two by two before his face. And if you look at Luke chapter 9 verse 1 and 2, he gave them power and authority against all unclean spirits and to heal diseases. So he sent them out with power. Luke 10, beginning from verse 1, he sent them out with power. Verse 15, we were told, and the 70 returned, saying, even devils were subject to us in your name. And Jesus said, I beheld Satan fall like lightning from heaven. But it's just not because of this. Rejoice because your name are written in the book of life. He said, and I will give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. I give unto you. Now, they were empowered when they went. When they returned, they were re-empowered. Come and say re-empowered. Say with me, re-empowered. Say louder, re-empowered. They were empowered to go, and when they returned, they were re-empowered for greater impact. So, the power of God does not just answer to prayers, it answers to going. You are reaching out. And as you are reaching out, you are qualified for re-empowerment or re-anointing. When you go with the power, you return to be re-empowered. And you go again, and you return to be re-empowered, and you go again until you get to the realm of the floor that cannot be crossed over. Somebody is moving forward here today. Can I hear your loudest amen? So you are a witness. A witness of Christ. You are empowered to share and to show. Empowered to share and to show the beauty and the candor of the kingdom. Empowered to share and to show. Empowered to share and to show. So in this great month of empowerment, apart from our desperation for this empowerment, we will also subscribe to the responsibility for continuous empowerment. For re-empowerment, for re-anointing, so we can stay fresh. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen? You are empowered to show the way out. You are empowered to show the way forward by teaching the people. You are empowered to show the way to the top. We are going out to the world, sharing with them the gospel of life, showing them the way out of their predicament, helping them to understand what God is saying, helping them to see what great plan God has in store for them. And as we do that, we qualify for more and more of that power. The apostles went and witnessed in Christ, and the Bible says when they returned, they prayed, and then with great power. Chapter 2 of Acts of the Apostles, they went with power. Chapter 4, with great power. And the power kept on multiplying as they began to engage the power in blessing the world, in reaching out to the lost. So you have that responsibility. If you want to grow in power, you must know what it means to bear the gospel of Christ to your world. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? If you are too big to go to the filling station, your car will never be in motion. If you are too smart to share the gospel, you'll be too smart to be entitled to its empowerment. So this month, I'd like you to wake up and accept responsibility. It's time to get connected. It's time to get connected. The flow of water in your taps is dependent on the continuous connections of the pipe. When the pipe is disconnected, the flow of water will cease. When the pipe is disconnected, the flow of water will cease. So your commitment to the lost is what qualifies you for continuous flow of His power. Your commitment to the lost is what qualifies you for continuous flow of His power. So understand that. That you need to be part of this great army that is winning the lost to Christ. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? Whatever has been lying dormant, any aspect of your destiny has been lying dormant, this month is a month of resurrection for you. Amen. This month is a month of resurrection for you. Amen. This month is a month of resurrection for you. This month is a month of resurrection for you. This month is a month of resurrection for you. This month is declared a month of supernatural resurrection for you. Nothing is permitted to lie dormant in your destiny again. Can I hear your loudest amen if you are there? Can I hear your loud amen if you are there? He said, ask of me, and I will give you the hidden for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Psalm 2 and verse 8, which was read today in our call to worship. So we are going to embark on target evangelism. What do I call it? Target evangelism. There are fellows around your workplace. There are neighbors around where you live that you desire for the kingdom. How many have neighbors here where they live? You mean you have neighbors? Good. How many have neighbors who are not saved yet? Let me see your hand up there. You have neighbors who are yet to be born again. People who live on the same street with you. People who live in the same area with you. How many have co-workers who are yet to be saved? Let me see your hands up. Friends, colleagues, this is your hour. He said, ask of me. Because Satan is holding them down. So what do? You ask for their release. Lord Jesus, I ask for the release of that man. This month shall not pass before this man recognizes you as his Savior. Lord, rescue him from the weights on his life. Lord, remember this man this time. Satan, take off your hand of him. Say with me, spiritual target. Let me tell you what that does. Every time you reach out for the lost, you qualify for more of his power. Every time you reach out to the lost, you qualify for what? More of his power. Every time you reach out to the lost, you qualify for more of his power. Number two, you invest to win the lost. You provide spiritual bait to win them to Christ. You invest in materials you put in their hands. Books that you know will address the issues of their life. All you need to have all your needs met, very tiny books. Don't give them big volumes. So you can run through it in a moment. And in the reading of it, life comes on. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Books like Keys to Answered Prayers. Everybody prays. Very simple book. You can read it in 1-2 hours. You are investing into, I would like you to read this book. It helped me a lot. Okay, I will try. Please, now read it. We discuss later. You are providing wisdom baits to get them down. Born to win. Everybody wants to win. Give it to him. And he sees that whatever is born of God is the only one that is qualified to win. He understands that. And he comes to you, please, I want to know what it means to be born again. You're on your way out. Winning faith. Very small book. I want to win. Let me see what this winning faith is all about. I see them all winning. Let me find out how they are winning. You invest this bit of materials to them. You put in their hands steps that you know will make meaning to their life. You are investing to win the lost. Every time you reach out to the lost, the tap of heaven is open for more power upon your life. Can I hear your loud amen? You invest in their transportation to church. Because your church is the farthest one in the world. Now we are going to church on Sunday. Would you like to come along with me? I think you need to be there. Next Sunday is communion service. We have it once in a month. Sure. I can't postpone it to next month. No. It holds once in a month. And it's on its way following you. Can I hear your loud amen? Let there be no man in this church this month that will not have one soul with which to greet Jesus at the end of the month. Let there be no one in this church. Can I hear your loud amen if you are there? So you invest in books, invest in tapes, and every way that can get the lost won, invest in them. Invest in them. And because you have prayed, God will see that every of your labor comes out with results. Can I hear your loudest amen? I'd like you to know that every year has its appointed weeks of harvest. So the next 4 weeks in this church, all through this month, is tagged our appointed weeks of harvest. Our appointed what? Weeks of harvest. Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse 24. There shall be turning point harvest in this church this month. Can I hear your amen if you are there? Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse 24. He has reserved for us appointed weeks of harvest. Appointed weeks of harvest. So every year has its appointed weeks of harvest. Luke chapter 13 verse 6 to 9. We have the story of the vineyard that Jesus spoke about. And the vine dresser came around to seek fruits of this vine, and he found none. And he said, these 3 years I come seeking fruit of thee, and I find none. Cut it down. Why come back to the ground? He said, let it alone this year also. So every year, God has reserved appointed weeks of harvest. May this month answer for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? It is one of the channels of continuous empowerment. It is one, apart from reaping harvest for the kingdom, it is one of the biblical channels for continuous empowerment. So the month is called, this month is designed as our appointed weeks of harvest. And the prophetic focus for the month is, I am a living witness. I am a living witness. I am a living witness. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. So every dying witness comes alive this month. And as you begin to witness Jesus, you become a living proof of his redemption. Whatever does not reflect what he has died for, they will all come back to life in your life this month. Can I hear your loudest amen? Our prophetic focus for this month is, I am a living witness. And as you connect with his power, you go out to display his power, and you are re-anointed to go forth for greater impact, and you return again further re-anointed until you come to the place where God has ordained for you. Can I hear your loudest amen? Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. The Bible said, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 5. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son. Help me tell your neighbor, it's summertime here. Say loud, it's summertime here. It's summertime here. It's summertime here. I am not going to cause my father shame. I'm going to stay awake and bring home the harvest. The Bible said, whosoever is ashamed of me and of my word, I also will be ashamed of him before my Father and his holy angels. And when God is ashamed of a man, he lives with shame on the earth. God will not be ashamed of you this month. Mark chapter 8, verse 38, and Luke chapter 9, verse 26. Say with me, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. For it is the secret of power to everyone that believes. To everyone that believes. Mark 8:38, Luke 9:26, and Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And listen to this. Everything is turning in your favor this month. By the power of the Holy Spirit, everything is turning in your favor this month. Everything is turning in your favor this month. Everything is turning in your favor this month. So I'd like you to believe God to give you minimum of 3 souls this month. Would you believe that? Minimum of 3 souls this month through strategic evangelism. Strategic evangelism. You pray, you invest, you discuss, and then you convey until he arrives in the barn. And Jesus' name is glorified. Would you do that? That is one missing link in the body of Christ. The more you share and show the gospel to the world, the greater your access to continuous empowerment. You need it. I need it. Everyone needs it. So it's going to be a very active month for Jesus. This is declared a very active month for Jesus. On your way to work, at work, on your way back from work, every opportunity at your disposal, you are sharing and showing Christ to the dying world. Sharing and showing Christ to the dying world. And you stay ever fresh. 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 Everyone that ever comes my way needing help, I first want to know, are you born again? I ask him direct. If you are not, it is the Father's inheritance available only to his children. Until you accept Jesus as your Lord, you are not entitled to this. And by his grace, he has kept me ever fresh since he gave me the privilege to meet with him. I want to stay fresh. When you mind his kingdom, then you connect with his favor in all areas of your life. You will not lack his power anymore. Can I hear your loudest amen? So we are all targeting minimum 3 souls this month for Christ. And we are going to embark on 2 major mass evangelisms. And as soon as this program is out, we'll let you know district by district how this will work. But everybody's positioned this month with a great task and with a going forth. And at the end of the month, you are empowered to be in command of the affairs of your life by the power of the Holy Ghost. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen. Whatever door has been shut to you, they are all opening back to you in your favor this month in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. 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 So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the biblical basis for empowerment. You need to be empowered because the divine plan on you is heavy and the enemy is not happy. And to keep him where he belongs, you need to stay empowered. Not that you were empowered before, you need to stay what? Empowered. You need to stay empowered. You need to stay empowered. So you don't tell the story of when it used to be great. You need to stay empowered. No guesswork. Let's go for reality. No more mere religion. Let's go for the realities of life in the kingdom. The reality of kingdom life is power. For the kingdom of God is not in words, but what? In power. The kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. So if you are not empowered, you cannot partake of the blessings of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. 1 Corinthians 4:20 is in power. Power. It is empowerment that makes you a partaker of the benefits and the virtues of the kingdom. Everybody should stay awake. It's a month of staying awake. I'd like you to take personal adventures into power. Take time out. Get acquainted with those powerful materials on anointing for breakthroughs, understanding the anointing, and anointing for exploits, and walk your way forward. How many are going forward this month? Let me see your hands. Stand to your feet, everyone. Come on, give Jesus a big, big hand. Amen. Please hold it. I'll be praying over your life this hour that God will put in you the same dimension of thirst He has kept alive in me over the years for His power. And that the same experience He's given me will give you that same experience with His power. You are breaking forth. I say you are breaking forth. You are breaking forth. You are breaking forth. This month is going to be a month with a difference for you. So let your thirst find expression before you go to bed every night. Oh Lord God, I desire to go forward in the school of power. Oh Lord God, empower me anew. Empower me afresh. Can I hear you lift up your two hands now and speak to the Lord? Lord, I'm set for your empowerment this month. I am set for your empowerment this month. I am set for your empowerment this month. I am set for your empowerment this month. The great and effectual door you have opened unto me, I must enter it this month. The great and effectual door you have opened unto me, I must enter into it this month. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. As you go about witnessing Him, every mockery you come by is to enhance your dignity in the kingdom. Because as they mock you, they provoke Him to make you. As they mock you, they provoke Him to make you. So when you hide away from the mockery, you are losing your dignity without knowing. When you release yourself to be mocked, you have provoked God for your making. People mocked us preaching the gospel of prosperity. They laughed us to scorn. They laughed and made jest of us everywhere until God shut their mouth by proofs that cannot be denied. Whatever they mock you on, God will shut the mouth of your mockers by overflowing proofs. God will shut the mouth of your mockers with overflowing proofs. God will shut the mouth of your mockers with overflowing proofs. God will shut the mouth of your mockers with overflowing proofs. My God will shut the mouth of your mockers with overflowing proofs. Can I hear your loudest amen? Say with me, I am anointed a living witness. I am a living witness. Bearing living proofs. Visible and invisible. The invisible will become visible. As I keep witnessing Jesus. Because as men mock me, God rises to make me. I am in my month of divine making. I am in my month of divine making. Amen. Your family is moving to the next phase of your life. Your business and career is moving to the next phase now. Whatever has been closed up in your life, God is reopening it in your favor this month. Can I hear your loudest amen? Lift up those two hands as we begin to close. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I commit everyone under this roof today to you. As they step out of here today, let it be an adventure in power. Whatever is yet to obey them in their environment, I decree that as they move out from here today, everything that is resisting their authority begins to bow to them afresh. As you enter into the first working day of this season of empowerment, I decree fresh oil on your life in the name of Jesus. Truly, a great door and effectual has opened unto you, but there are many adversaries. Now, in the name of Jesus, I curse the activities of the adversaries against your destiny in the name of Jesus. Good news only is permitted in your direction. This week is declared a week of undeniable testimonies. You will find more than what you ever bargained for. Your going out and your coming in is preserved and protected. This week of spiritual emphasis is your week of a new order of encounter. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. For every covenant practitioner in this church, this new month, for every tither, every giver, this new month is declared a month of open heaven for you. When you call for 10, 100 will answer you. When you call for 100, 1,000 will answer to you. When you call for 1,000, 1,000,000 will answer to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every stagnation is converted to supernatural manifestation this month. Every frustration is turned into distinction this month. Whatever is closed, he is declared open back again to you this month. It is done. It is done. Whatever force has not been able to stop this commission will not succeed in stopping the way against you. Your long-awaited husband is coming on this month. Your long-awaited wife is showing up this month. Your long-awaited job is coming in your hands this month. In the name of Jesus. Whatever battle you lost last is the last we ever lose again in your life. Whatever tears of sorrow you shed last is the last we ever shed again in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up those hands as we share the goodness in fellowship.
You have been watching Bishop David Oyedepo expound the Word of God in simplicity and power. May the words you have heard work for you as you begin to do them in Jesus' name. Please, if you have not subscribed to this channel, consider subscribing to PR Ponderi channel, and the Lord shall bless you as we grow together. Also, like this video so as to trigger the YouTube algorithm to continue pushing this video to many more men and women who are thirsty for the Word of God, and the Lord shall bless you abundantly for that. Remain ever blessed.